9.19. Interview with an entomologist. Part 3.
Would you ever just kill an insect that was in your house?
Well, in my career, I have killed millions of insects. As part of my work, because you have to collect them because you can't name them or describe them or work on them unless you kill them. In my home, that's a different thing. If it's a bee that has come in by accident, or a wasp or something like that, I will catch it and outside it goes. Fleas, however, if you have a cat and you don't control the fleas, are a bit of a pest, and I will definitely get rid of the fleas.
Eating insects has recently become quite fashionable. Is it a realistic solution to the problem of world nutrition? Or is it just a flash in the pan, for want of a better phrase?
I don't think it's a flash in the pan, because you can farm them in a very easy way. And as long as you can make the food available in a palatable form. I've eaten insects for years and years. Fry them up and grind them into flour and make, you know, bread out of it. No, it isn't a flash in the pan. We will have to address this quite seriously in the next, you know, 100 or so years.
Why do we not eat insects in Europe?
In the West, we tend to not eat insects, and lots of people say it's because the insects are dirty or they look funny or whatever. It's actually not anything to do with those things. It's about ecology. It's about a thing called optimal foraging theory, which simply says if you use up more energy collecting food to feed yourself and your family than you get back from eating it, it won't happen. It's not a thing that will occur in that area of the world. So in the West, where it's cold and insects are relatively small, it's not a very sensible idea. However, in hot countries where insects are larger and swarm and can be collected very, very easily, and that's anywhere from Mexico, Japan, South America, you know, any of these countries, it makes sense. It's very easy to harvest enough food in a relatively short time, half an hour, which will provide a sizable meal. And it's a thing that we've been doing as a species for a million years.
If you were trying to convert someone to insect eating, what would be the first thing you would cook them?
Well, you would have to make the food appealing and interesting and attractive. So I would start with a mealworm snack. Roasted mealworms, awfully good.
How often do you cook insects?
As often as I can. I cook insects as often as I can. I like to open audiences' eyes to the possibility of eating insects. We eat prawns. We eat lots of things, you know, snails. I mean, insects are essentially flying prawns. Okay, they tend to be smaller. But I had an audience once in Oxford of 200, 8 to 12-year-olds. And at the end of my lecture, I cooked up a big wok of crickets, fried them up with some garlic, a bit of oil, salt and pepper, handed them around, and the kids went wild. They ate the whole lot. From the back of the audience came a mum with a face like thunder. She came down to the front of the auditorium and said, "My son's just eaten 6 crickets." I went, "Yeah, and your point is?" She was like, "Home, he doesn't even eat broccoli." And I said, well, clearly it's the way you cook your broccoli.